This morning, I wanted to talk again about this practice of mindfulness, of meditation, which some people just simply call it is a practice of presence. It's a practice of coming back to presence. This morning, as we were meditating together, I'm having this challenge that there's a huge truck parked under my window doing some work on a construction site across the street. So as I was practicing presence with you, trying to stay present to my breath, to my body, I was noticing that my mind was inquiring about the noise, making guesses about what this truck was doing, how long the truck was going to be there, how horrible it was going to be for the your practice, how this noise might or might not come through the computer, how long it's going to last. So I can then notice the mind going away and coming up with all kind of scenarios, trying to anticipate, trying to mitigate. And as you very well know, that's what the mind does, right? That's why it's such a beautiful tool, just a precious and valuable tool. It can do a lot of things. But we also know that it's the main impediment to us being present, right? Because our mind loves to jump into the future, to remember the past, to create some ideas about who we are, to create some ideas about what's going on with other people, snatching us from the present moment. In the practice of mindfulness, meditation, the practice of presence is simply trying to reclaim for a short period of time, for the period of practice, or for the minute of mindfulness during the day, to move out of this way of being, to move out of this so-called default mode where we all fall into throughout the day. Like we've discussed the last few weeks, the tools we have to get out of that default mode, which oftentimes comes with worry, with catastrophizing, anger, all kinds of mostly negative emotions, not always, but often. The tools we have are simply to come to something that's physically present right now. Sometimes we ground in the visual field. Sometimes we ground in the sensation of our own breath. Sometimes we ground in the sensation of our feet as we walk slowly, like we did in the walking meditation, right? So the idea is always to come back to something that's present, to something that's available, and pulls us from this default mode of being in our mind. So that is what this practice is about, first and foremost, simply practicing presence. So in addition to coming back to a physical object, the other thing that is helpful is to recognize the nature of our mind, right? The nature, the propensity of our mind to always default to another time, another place, to make up stories of our lives to help us in order to be helpful, really. So recognize that as natural and normal is sometimes very helpful to help us step away from it. Oh, my mind is going back to worrying about what I need to do, my to-do list. And that's normal and natural, thank you, but not now. Now I do not want to do that. Now I want to come back to the present, right? Or my mind is going back ruminating about something that happened in the past. And that's normal and natural, that's what the mind does, but not now. Now I choose to come back to presence just for a moment. So I find it really powerful and helpful to recognize that my mind is doing what it's supposed to do. It wants to be helpful. And then also recognizing that, hey, I have a choice in this one moment, in this one moment of practice, I have a choice to step out from that. And again, stepping out of a default mode can be really just an immense moment of release, of relief, of course, of relaxation as well. So these are the tools that we kind of develop for ourselves. And today in this time of sharing, and I wanted to hear from you, what are the tools that you use for yourself, either during a formal time of meditation, if you do that regularly, or just as importantly, any time during the day when you're feeling that you're kind of getting out of control, that your mind is kind of getting the better of you. What are the tools that you use for yourself to bring yourself back into the present moment and kind of reset and reframe whatever is going on? So I'd like to hear about that. And I'd like to hear also, what is it that would be helpful to you in these classes, in this time that we spend together? What is it that that you value, and what is it maybe that you would like to have more of? So kind of to help us build classes that are valuable for everyone.